a classic man. You can be mean when you look this clean, old fashioned man. Yeah, baby, I'm a classic man. Hello, you're welcome to episode 71 of the Classic Manny Show. It is your boy, V1, the only, your fave pop culture enthusiast. And today I am joined with a babe. This is long overdue, by the way.
Very.
Long overdue. Social media manager, content creator. The content's going viral, baby. Ooh. Myers London. Boop, 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 boop. How you doing, baby?
I'm good, you know. I'm good. That side is cold.
My hole gets cold. I'm cold. Yep. I'm the hole and yep. I'm cold.
I used to be the person to go outside as crop top.
No. I'm so happy to have you on the podcast. Nice. You're looking amazing. How have you been? How's New Year been for you so far?
I knew my New Year was going to be terrible because I had a ceiling
leak. Oh, how come?
Because I had a ceiling leak and I knew it was going to travel into January. So in my mind, I mentally prepared. My 2023.
Housing in this country is just annoying.
It's stupid.
It's annoying.
And the thing is, yeah, they'll take long. And you see me, don't take long with me. I will phone you every day.
Every day, ring, ring.
It got to the point where I could memorize your answer then. And then it got to the point where they all got annoyed at me, innit?
I'm finished. Look, feel free, my dear.
They all get pissed off at me, innit? So then I was like, okay, cool. Put me through to management.
Mm, simple.
Management now and complain. Now they're tired of me. It got to the point one time, yeah, I called them. And then like, okay, cool, let me put you through to management. Mm-hmm. They went to go talk to management.
I'm done. They knew who you were.
Management passed on the message to them. No, sorry, we actually can't speak to them. They
have had enough. They have had enough.
I spoke to her twice.
To her now. It was more than, but listen, yeah, I need to get it together. Like,
next time I phoned back, put me through to another manager. Mm-hmm. Spoke to him, and I was talking about the manager that I wouldn't talk to before. And he goes, yeah, she's sitting next to me, actually. I'm like,
I'm finished. No, they threw to the walls. No, but I hope that, of course, it gets resolved. I know that it can be...
Oh, it's resolved. Yeah, they fix it now. They fix it
because once they fix it, like, oh, thank you, Jesus. You know?
You
can breathe again. Where's Toni Braxton?
Oh, my gosh.
I love that woman. Fine, bang.
There was one song I listened to. Hit the Freeway, that one.
I'm so done.
I was like, oh, I forgot about this book.
Nobody's not coming to kill me today.
No, I was like, raw. Like, you know,
I can't breathe.
I was like, nah, yeah, this is crazy.
Speaking of, what have you been vibing to, especially on your way here to record today?
I've listened to a bit of Rick Ross. I've listened to a bit of Jay Critch. Do you know Jay Critch?
No.
This is why I think the way I think in it, because the UK look.
We're gonna get to that.
I listen to more like US, like a lot of US stuff.
So like US rap, US pop, US. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's just rap really.
For me, funny enough, mine are all UK. But I will say them like recent releases. So the first one is it 10 Day? I think it's 10 Day or 10. He was part of Stormzy's project. He has a song called Pressure. It's like an R&B pop song, which I love. And the second one was Cribs Riley, Impress Me, featuring Hedy One. Mm-hmm. So this was the two that I was listening to on my way here. I was like, I fucked my head.
This is so crazy because I feel like we have polar opposites music.
But that's what I love because I feel like it's good to have different opinions and takes on the pod. I don't want everyone to have the same thoughts of me. So I love it.
So
I
everyone has been on, do they like UK music more or?
It depends. I think some do. Some have their like critiques, of course. I think they've got a few flow lovers. You know what I'm going to But I found out today that Myers has not listened to Flo's music. I have thrown you. And you know what? I used to flog you for that. Because I'm going to put your sheet in that cardboard box. You need to know it. You need to know that. No, I feel like if you listen to Feature Me, yeah, that's more. That's the more American one.
I do like the live version of that Feature Me. There's a red version that I like.
That I love it.
Visually though, like they're so pretty.
Yeah,
they're so
stunning.
Beautiful.
And I can't lie, amazing babes. Amazing babes. Like, very sweet girls.
Yeah,
so
they really are. Yeah. They are.
They very are. I love that. But before we get into the song association game, I want to talk about you and all that you do. Of course, we have seen your content going viral, especially with the Shaka shows. Unfortunately, I know the first show, whatever happened, but I think the first 2 days
they said,
we saw the content, Tony.
Yeah,
let's get into your journey as a social media manager and content creator. How did you get into that?
So I used to do like influencing for myself, and then I had like a side job. I was doing like visual merchandising for like supermarkets.
Yeah.
So I was doing that, whatever. Borders heck to my brain. But the thing is with them, the job that I was doing, I could come at any time.
Yeah.
So I can go to a rave.
Yeah.
Come back home from the rave. Like, alright, let me finish. Let me do the visual merchandising. Like, I was definitely doing that at some point. But then my mate, someone.
Eish! Sorry. No, someone I used to know, basically.
Someone I used to know.
God! It gets like that.
Has a what are they called? Like a creative agency. Mm-hmm. So she said to me, like, do you want to come in, do some spreadsheets or whatever? Mm-hmm. Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. I was like, fair enough. Yeah. Sounds fun. In the industry I want to be in. Did that, whatever. They all realised that I can't do numbers.
Okay.
Numbers.
I hate numbers myself, to
I
be
was
honest.
Doing like 30 names an hour. I'm like, this, it needs to be quicker than that. Yeah. So then I started doing like their Instagram stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they realised I could do it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, was with them for a year. Mm-hmm. Did like campaigns. I did Central Seas campaign.
Mm, yes.
The first one
cool.
that he did.
That is so cool.
I did content for AJ Tracy's campaign. Mm-hmm. So up and down Manchester and wherever. Remember when he got fined in the park?
Ooh, yeah. Oh.
If you go watch the video, there's a girl in orange. It's me, like. Yeah, in the moment.
I'm so fierce, listen. I'm coming to pap.
Gonna make this 10K
work. Yep. Oh, no, that's right.
And then, yeah, was with them for a year.
Yeah.
And then I realised the penny dropped. I didn't want to... At the end of the day, this is great and all, but I'm doing it for someone else's name.
Mm.
So there's only so much recognition you can get from
that. I get it.
So then, yeah, kind of, I left... Was like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? Because then I thought, oh my god, I'm not gonna have the industry that I once had.
I get it, yeah.
But then yeah, you kind of just started rolling. Started happening. Started doing things for myself again. Again, didn't really like the payoff because people are haters.
Yeah. So, how? No, it's true.
People are haters. They appreciate me more doing other people's stuff than they didn't appreciate me doing stuff for myself.
Yeah.
Which is like, okay, cool, fair enough. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then what happened? How did I get composers?
Yeah, let's get into composers because I've been seeing it. I didn't know that it was imagine it initially. And so I think he mentioned it. I was like, oh my, I'm just going to look at the content again. I was like, this is quality. Yeah. This is quality work.
Where was I? I was at DLT drunk off my head.
Oh, we love some DLT.
Drunk
we do love some DLT.
My head. I just went. And then my mate, who's a lawyer, we were standing there and we saw the manager. And then... She was like, oh, you know, she makes content.
But that's what we need sometimes. We need that person to plug us.
Like, she was like, get in there. And I mean, I'm drunk off my mind, Benny. Mm. Like, I'm not even standing. Like, I'm like, this is a lot. And the manager's talking to me. He goes, you know, I'm looking for content creators. He's drunk as well. Mm. Looking for content creators. And they're airing me. So he's showing me all the DMs of them airing. I'm like, bro, they swear.
Mm.
And then, yeah, from then, I made, from, like, the small snaps that I had, the small, like, putting his videos that
yes,
I took.
Yes, yes.
I made a role for them. And, yeah, I've been employed ever since, really.
Now you've been doing so amazing. So of course, you working for, of course, social media manager and all that stuff. How important is that for these people that have got like a presence, like the composers and all these artists?
Make or break. People either know what you're doing or not.
It's like, true.
People either know what you're doing or not. And the key thing for me is that when I go out, I don't even care to snap.
Mm.
And when I go home, I'm like, raw, I didn't snap anything. So if I had a man that didn't live with me, that lived like across the world, he would think I'm an innocent babe because people would know I'm innocent. Because
I know that's right.
There's a trace of it. And also, people take such terrible videos and pictures sometimes. I'm just like...
I'm screaming.
Yeah, it's... Clean your lens. Do something fun.
Clean
like,
your lens.
Hold the phone up right. Why are we doing it like portrait? I mean, landscape. Like, yeah, I want to see better. And with iPhone content, there's so much more than like going in front of suffrages.
Yeah,
and taking pictures.
Not the Selfridges.
Guys! Not that I shun it, but it's just like, it's a bit that's why, because a few of my influencer friends, I just, not that I stopped interacting with it, but that type of content doesn't move me.
I feel like it's predictable, expected, you know.
And I know who I am. In terms of consumer, I know who I am. I'm not like a designer babe, so I don't care. It looks great, you look amazing, babe, but I don't care what you have.
I don't care that type of stuff.
So yeah, I just wanted to see better, really.
I love that, and you've been giving us. But I feel like even go back to the composer. I've never even seen a band have such quality content. I'm like, what? I say, wow! And you catch the booty booty boop.
No,
hey.
Manny. Whilst they're doing booty booty boop, and I've got the phone right there. Trust my ears. Are on the floor somewhere. My ears will be ringing.
And when you've left, you can still hear it ring out the next morning.
I've gone home. I'm going to take a shower next day. But you know what's crazy though? They have a really sick photographer as well.
Photographer. Come on, Dream Team.
Oh, it's insane.
Amazing.
It's insane. I love like that. It's so insane. And because the videographer trusts me to do certain things, he now gives me his VHS cam.
Come on.
And then so while he's getting like professional stuff, I'm getting a VH1. Mm-hmm. Whilst I'm filming.
I think I saw that behind the scenes for Ashaka's show.
Yeah.
Like when the guy was dancing with the water coming down, I think I saw you holding two photos or two devices.
Instantly. Because he was meant to, they were meant to do the for all the shows. But the first show, not the
of course, the unfortunate
the
one,
the first proper show.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't use it. So I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
So then this the second night, when he actually got underneath, as soon as I saw him get underneath,
that was cinematic.
It was instant. Get on the floor now. Get on the floor now.
That's not familiar. 84 years.
It's so crazy. I see certain things in my
that's
head.
It, yeah.
In my mind is very cinematic. Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
And I've never seen water come down. I said, "Oh, blimey!" And that was Brixton.
I instantly.
You had look at it for the music video.
My entire brain is music video.
Yeah.
I promise you.
I love that.
It's crazy. As soon as you got there, I saw it. I said, "Yeah, no, now."
Man.
Afterwards, I was with
him. But that video, I was in awe. And of course, it went viral. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. And rightfully so. And that guy was very good looking too. Very fine man. Very gorgeous somebody.
Nana.
What?
Nani needs you.
He's a Ghanaian as well.
Huh?
He's a Ghanaian too.
I think so.
He's a Nana.
Yeah.
Oh, he's Ghanaian. Yeah. One of me too. I know that's right. Come on. It was meant to be. I'm just joking. Just leave your head around. I'm joking.
Kill me.
What is your favorite moment in your journey so far that you want to, of course, I've wondered about this podcast, we want to big ourselves up and what we do. So, what's your favorite moment thus far?
I think the one that made me like cry,
what was
I'll it? I'll be like, wow, was David O's O2 Arena show.
Oh, was it the one that was in March, right? Last year?
Like, yeah.
Oh, that show.
It was when I was actually like.
That show was sick.
God, it was insane.
One of my favorite shows of last year.
Honestly. It was when like the arena was full, like it was full.
Yeah.
And for the first time, because when that happened, I'd never been in the O2 Arena, in that arena, but like, okay, in the back, innit?
Yeah.
So that was the first time I was actually on stage, like on
yes.
it. Yeah. And you could see all these people.
And the lights.
And the stage was massive. Yeah. And it's like, right, like. What am I doing here, bro?
It makes you even admire the artist to be able to take that big stage as one human being, you
one
know?
One human being.
God.
And it's so, like, the screams is actually in... I don't know what Beyonce's doing to keep saying...
Oh, listen, this Renaissance story, what's going on here? She needs to be prepared because what? We're going to lose it. We're going to lose our minds.
I can't believe she hasn't dropped anything, like...
No visuals. But just vibes.
She dropped, what album was it where she just dropped...
which
just dropped randomly.
Self-titled, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, her name one, yeah.
And then was that the one where she dropped a visual album with it?
So I think that one and the Lemonade.
See, like, so now you can't even predict what this is going
to be. I think she herself, I think she didn't want it to be another, like, repetition of what she's done before as well, which I get, but I think now it's time. I
don't understand what else she could do.
It's true.
Unless
she'll do it at the show. I don't think she'll show it at the show. I don't know what she's going to do.
I don't understand what she could possibly do.
Yeah.
And that's scary.
like she's basically done it all.
Yeah.
A visual, like the tour, like even her tours have been a different, like, the like, formation tour, that big ass box. I said, God, that is crazy.
My favorite one was self-titled. There was something about Blow. The way they did Blow.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait till what? I can't.
And on the run tour as well. The way she was flipping the songs. Yeah. What song was it? Click. What did she mix Click with?
Diva?
Yes! Oh my God! Nah, man. She's too great. She's too great.
Genius. I feel like I don't think she's respected enough. Someone like her, she's respected more than she's respected right now.
I saw a dumb TikTok today, yeah? Hey.
Yeah, just saw a dumb TikTok. About that place, you're going to see some dumb takes.
She was doing, it was a British show, and she was wearing, she did Sweet Dreams in the red.
MTV. VMAs, EMA, yeah, one of the MAs. Yeah.
And then she must have slipped up in it, because she must have done, obviously... She wasn't miming, but she pre-recorded the live.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she missed one of the woke.
Oh, the person was breaking down. Oh, I saw that. I saw that about a day or two ago.
I was like, bro, don't ever underestimate people. Because those woes
are
real woes.
She's going to... No, it's a real woe. It's a real woe. she's going to come and prove you wrong. Like, going to come... Listen, I was even watching the Alexandra Burke performance for the finals. Mm-hmm. The way Beyoncé came out of that door... and joined Alexandra Burke on that stage, I was just in awe. Even watching her back 15 years later, I was like, wow. She's the woman that she is. The woman that she is. Hey!
Only one person can get...
One of one, for real. One of one, for real.
Actually, one of one. It's actually insane.
Aww. Well, what's the future for you in terms of your journey? What do you want to pursue, especially as we enter the new year?
What do I want to do? I want to make more of a business out of what I do, which I feel like I'm coming to understand that I might need to, like, do professional camera work.
Which I can see you doing it. You can do it.
My brand is the fact that I don't need to bring all that stuff. So it's just like...
You know what? Do what makes you... What sets you apart as well. So if this is what sets you apart. Because I feel like I don't see people doing what you do, like how you do it.
Especially they're trying. Trust me, they're trying.
Let me take a sip.
They're trying.
But there's only one of you.
Into, creative, not creative directing. Mm-hmm. What's that thing with DOP?
So there, what's that? I've heard of it, but I don't know what that stands for.
Direction of like picture. I don't know. Just visually what things look like. I want to like get into that.
Yeah. No, but listen, I can see you doing it all.
But with budgets.
Of course, budgets in this country. We've been raising your price, my dear. We've been raising your price. But listen, I'm so proud of what you're doing. Like, it just feels to enjoy every single time. You're such a sweetheart as well. Oh, so I'm rooting for you. Come on, I know that's right. Come on.
Being a Scorpio,
are you a Scorpio? Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I love you. Everyone that I love is a Scorpio. It's just crazy. My mom is a Scorpio. Flag. Bella's a Scorpio.
Oh, yeah.
It's too much. And you as well.
We get the worst flag, but we're actually loving people.
No, I love Scorpios. I feel like they're my guilty pleasures.
Yeah.
Especially the Manses. The Manses too.
They're scary people.
Oh, but you know, I like a bit of, you know
what it is, yeah? When I was talking to a Scorpio guy, yeah, I realized.
Two Scorpios together.
You know what I realized? Cool. We both are playing games.
Ow!
And we're both telling each other we know the game you're playing.
Hey, who's going to win that one? It's going to be a draw at this point.
We're still there playing games because we like the games.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But where can the people find, I like to put it at the beginning as well. So where can they find you and your amazing work?
On Insta is myslondon__ mm-hmm. for seriousness and mm-hmm. me ranting. And we post the music, we don't really do much.
Of course.
But for Twitter, if you want on seriousness, _SCMyers.
And I'll put it all in the description. Yes, now it's time for us to go into the song association game. We're going to pick 5 words each and we have to sing a song that has the word in it. Do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
Okay, I'll go first.
No, wait, doesn't mean I have to sing first.
Then you're going
to
sing first.
No, you go first.
You go first, then you said the words, now okay. I'll sing first.
Okay, first one is sex.
Sex with me, so amazing.
What did you say? I had a remix. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Party.
Ooh. We like to party.
No, what's going on?
Hey, 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 that's a banger.
Toes.
Ooh, okay, now this is a tough one. Oh, toes.
Oh. I even forgot the song that I forgot.
Get out. Toes. Oh, shoulders. I must say, put your head on my shoulder. That's not the toes, honey. Toes.
Stop singing any drill song, really.
Oh, tiptoe. Tiptoe. What I got tiptoe?
Yeah.
I don't have the melody.
Give me a clue. Okay. A shoe.
I got the melody. 5, 4, 3. Yeah, I lost it.
I'll give you one. Tiptoeing in my
jungle. I'm finished. No, but I lost that one shot. Okay, I'll keep my two.
Oh my gosh, and the other one. In that scary film. Tiptoe.
You have actually sent me to that. No, I love it. I've lost that point, but it's okay.
I'm
so
scared now because I'm going to hear that song in my sleep. I've reminded myself about the song. Okay.
So it's 2 out of 3 so far for me.
Yeah.
Okay. 2 more words.
5.
Yeah.
No, 5.
Yeah, so 2 more words.
No, as in like the word 5.
Oh, 5. Oh. Oh, shit. I'm so tired. 5.
Don't kill me.
4-5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days to Friday, I think. I don't know.
Listen,
make my only records at last words.
Okay, last one up.
And it's up, and it's up, and it's up, and it's done.
Nah, mine was too easy, bro.
Mine was a little bit tricky still.
No, mine
neither. Okay, not that bad. The first word, stay. The pressure.
Okay, let me breathe. I want you to stay.
Hey.
Serious, you know.
Hey.
My girl, Ruby.
That was serious.
Thank you.
I love that song so much. Second song, you know. Second word, moments.
Moments.
Moment.
Why is... Oh, okay, cool. Okay. What?
The pressure.
What? And you know, on the way home, I'm gonna hear best songs.
Yeah, that's the thing. You'll get home now, you'll be like, oh, that song.
Oh my gosh. It's gonna make a song like, this is the moment. Why can't I can't think of one.
Oh, I thought of two songs.
What song?
Maybe we're just caught up in the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Or a moment like this. A moment I'm going on. So it's 1 point so far. Third word, forever.
Make it last forever.
Not the background for because it's not. I know that's right. So 2 points so far. Okay, fourth word. Tomorrow.
That one with Cardi, bruv.
That's what I was thinking of. We need the words. We need the words.
Sometimes that's why I love tomorrow.
No, I'll give you that. Thank so you. The last word, ready.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god. These are so easy. Why can't I think of this?
This could be a tie. This could be a tie if you get this right.
Oh my gosh, this is just disgraceful. This is disgraceful.
I like almost the majority of the album, and that's why you know you made a good album.
Yes, literally, like everything. Okay, it's cool. So, institutionalized. I don't institutionalize. I do like. You really moved me. You all right? Oh my god! All right, life.
Oh, I can only imagine that life. I can only imagine just jump up and down.
For sale, I really like for sale. Mm-hmm. I liked all of it. I liked a lot of it.
Yeah,
Mama. How much dollar cost? Complexion.
Oh, that was my list as well. It's my list too.
You ain't got a lot.
Let's see. My favorites, because I've got quite a few. King Kunta.
Yes.
These Wars.
Yeah.
For Sellers, what an interlude. Yeah. Mama. hood politics. Yeah. How much a dollar costs? And let's get into James Fox right for a second. That man is goated. That vocal cords. That man has got a voice of silk. Mm-hmm. You know, I just love that man so much. I love what he did on the song Complexion, The Black of the Berry, and Mortal Man. That was my favorites.
Yeah,
on
Mortal Man is like,
it's then, a beautiful then, album.
You know what's so crazy? Because it's meant to actually be, I've seen like a few videos where it was actually meant to be called Two, T-U.
Yeah.
Dot and pack, so as in Tupac, obviously, because the interview at the end,
yeah.
But and it was meant to be called To Pimp a Caterpillar.
Wow.
But he changed it to Butterfly,
which I feel like it makes more sense, you know.
It makes more sense.
But
yeah, man,
I can't lie, if I'm not into the album, like me, don't get into the album, because I feel like for me, the way I just downloaded it quickly, boom, I know, it's okay, it's staying in my catalog.
That was the album to really take him, I believe that
as well. I think he did very well. I think over 300,000 copies first week.
Okay, man, he said,
Google. Oh, you're out of my fastest statistics. I swear, one of Grammy, do you know Grammy too? I'm proud of this album. I need to listen to the recent one, because the whole drama of the whole trans thing that he mentioned, whatever, it put me off.
Man, what he was saying, what was the bar? Because I got what he was saying.
But it's just the fact that he just mentioned the word, yeah.
And it's just like, I'm very. I don't care.
I get what you mean. They take it as what it is, basically.
That's what I don't follow, like, many, like, artists on social media. Because if I start following you, now I start seeing that you're a prick. I can't, like...
And I think that's the problem in today's age, because it's just a lot. So, yeah, I love it. But that album, as I said, recommend it so much. What was I like? Again, the genre, the neo-soul, the hip-hop. Like, he just mixed so many... The funk as well.
Who you want the funk?
God.
When I went to see Kendrick live,
Did you go to the recent one?
Yeah.
How was that?
It made, like, I'm going to show you videos afterwards, but I was screaming.
I know,
like,
that's right. You need to enjoy yourself.
I've loved this guy since from as long as I can flip a robot. So when I was seeing, live, are you screaming?
No, I can only imagine the production and just like the energy, people just jumping up and down.
You need to be in the pit. There's nowhere else to be. I was at the top. I was going to jump off and just see where I end up.
You're going
to
go warm into the audience.
See where I end up.
In the ante, honey.
And this ain't here, I've been there for like a week.
Listen, it'll be worth it, because that is an amazing song right there. Even before I heard it, What about Damn? What do you think about Damn, the album?
I didn't like it as much as that one, but I
feel like it was more commercial in comparison to.
And then when you actually love, I think with any album or any artist, it's when you love an album, anything that comes out straight after it, it's just like.
I get what you mean.
Like, after that, what was afterwards? I think it was Untitled, I think. I can't remember. But there's other two albums that came out, I think, afterwards. Those ones, fine, which made me go back to them.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, cool, fair enough, that makes sense.
Well, that is fair. That's our thoughts on Kendrick Lamar.
My God, he's so adorable. He's so attractive as well.
You know, he kissed him by his penis on that album. I want to see it. I would like to see it. I know you peck.
He's got two kids, so really, do you want one?
I don't even have a clue. You know what I also love as well? I love the fact that he always repeats the same message throughout the album. I feel like as it goes on, it gets more like sure and like confident in what he's saying as well.
It's more of like a therapeutic.
Yeah, and we're gonna get into the latest releases. We're gonna start off with Stormzy's Hide and Seek remix with Flow. It's a more acoustic version of the original version. Yeah. What are your thoughts on the single?
They sound good. But it sounds like, you know when you try to put a puzzle in, and it doesn't fit? That's what it feels like listening to.
I get what you're saying.
Like, it feels like...
It's like not, it didn't make sense together with him and them?
Or, no, not them two as, like, people, but, like, what they're doing on the song and what the song's doing to them. It just didn't fit for me. Okay. Like, it made me feel uncomfortable a bit.
Not uncomfortable.
You know when you listen...
Good night.
When you listen to something, it's meant to like mix, like music is meant to make sense.
It makes feel like it's flowing, not pun intended, flowing. Flow, I get what you're trying to explain your point for you.
Yeah,
I get it.
It wasn't, didn't move me. But to be fair, the first version didn't move me either. So
like, yay! Michael Beneza, I'm sorry. Listen, I always pressed by his government name. I'm always pressed by his government name. You know, for me, I like it. I feel like... Let me think about it. It took me a while to really get to the song, or the remix, I should say.
You know what? That's true.
That's the thing. It took me a while.
It took. I don't hate it. It took me long to get.
It was not an instant. I think I had a similar issue with the last single that they had, Losing You, as well. It took me a while, but once I got it, I got in. I feel like you said before, Stella and all of them, to be honest, all their vocals are amazing, but I feel like Stella and Georgia, when they're belting, I said, ooh, yeah. And I feel like when Renee gives us the low vocal, like she's doing the low harmony, which I think is also very important in a group as well. So, but yeah, I get what you're saying. I feel like it makes sense in terms of course, there's two UK acts,
Like two of the biggest people, killing it.
They're popping it right now, so I get it,
I don't understand how that wouldn't happen. But like musically, it's not.
I get what you're saying.
I think they can do better with a whole completely new song.
Okay. But what I will say is I'm happy that it was not just like a copy and paste of the original production. It was more like stripped back in comparison to the original. Because the original was is a proper like studio production, whatever. But another book. You know what? No. I remember my mom, you know. My mom will say Bunka as well.
I get what you mean.
But honestly, I love them as individuals. I love Flo, I love Stormzy. Stormzy is fine. Anyway. I want to since that Heavy is a head era on where something happened.
He's dressed well.
Shout out to Mel. Mel's wardrobe. May God give me that budget one day so she can stop me too. Cause wow.
And if I don't have the budget, give me the wardrobe.
Give me the wardrobe.
Mel
made me do it too.
Please.
You know?
Mel made me do it. No, the video, where he's just standing there, he's sweating, he's just standing there.
Oh, it was on TikTok, right? Oh. I put it on my close friends. I said, guys, I can't say what to say because they will blacklist me from this industry. I will not be able to go to any event again. Mama Watts, Briz, who? I will not be able to go to those ones again.
Oh my God.
What a fine specimen. Good God. Wow. Nah, but that's a fine man right there. But that's our thoughts on Stormzy and Flo's single. Next up, we've got Mario, who I've not heard from a while. He came out. I didn't know how I even discovered this one because I think I was on my release radar on Spotify. And I was like, oh, let me give it a listen. I quite liked it. But what were your thoughts?
When I was listening to it, I was thinking the same thing. Where did Manny find this song? Because I feel like, what is it with the older lot? Go into real estate.
Oh, not the real estate.
Go and do something. Go and do crypto.
Oh my yes.
How old is he to be making sex songs still? Like,
I'm so done. I feel like it's not like fact. Let me look at his age.
It's not even moving. Like, it's not moving.
Oh, but I know what I liked, but again, I question would it last beyond the week that it came out?
It was good for like the first like 30 seconds.
I'm finished.
Like, but you know what? Yeah.
How old is he? He's 36.
That's right, because I feel like he's 72. He needs to like I could see that song in like a playlist of like Ari, Queen,
like the more modern R&B in the US.
I can
see
it, but it needs to be more because they're Ari and them are doing so much.
Even the men like the Lucky Days and them lot, they even go with ham. Yeah,
they go
ham.
So you can't be dropping something like that because that's kind of the same vibe. I feel like.
Do you feel like it was quite like mid in comparison to what is out there right now? I get it. That's fair. I was thinking like, okay, I like what I'm hearing, but is this something that's gonna stick a month from now?
No.
I feel like if I'm having an issue with that. In general releases nowadays, I feel like, is it going to stick?
Yeah.
That's my question.
It was good for like the first 30, 45 seconds. And then I can predict.
Not the seconds, honey. Honestly. Okay, the predictable part, I can agree with that.
Yeah.
I can agree with that. Absolutely. I feel like that structure has been like used and done. No, I love it. No, this music commentary here. It's music commentary, darling. Okay. Next, we've got Party Next Door, her old friends. What are your thoughts about this one? I've got very interesting thoughts on this one.
I even made a tweet a few days ago. We need to let go of 2014 PND. We need to let go of the idea of it. It's never happening ever again.
I'm shouting.
How many drops has he dropped? It's been nearly a decade. It's been nearly a decade. And everything he's dropped has been nothing like what we wanted.
I feel like for me, this one also felt a little bit predictable. I feel like, and also a tad bit outdated as well. And I feel like he can do more than this.
What cobwebby desktop did he draw this out from?
I don't think this was even new. I feel like this is a song that has been there for a while. I don't know.
I would rather him drop old stuff from like 2013, 2014. You know, like the stuff that he didn't think
smashed. Yeah.
If he does that, then fair enough. Stop making new music.
I'm screaming.
Because it's...
What was something about the last album that he did that had the Believe It song?
Oh,
Man, best made me believe it.
And you know what? Yeah, when I came out, I was pissed off at life as well. Like, I had to do content creation for that song, and it pissed me off.
Nah, I can't lie. I love Rena so much. That's my babes. Oh, I can't wait for a Super Bowl. But that collaboration, I didn't like it.
I'm going to go to the party next door.
Let's go back into
this. This is how I actually like... Okay, cool. All his other stuff, like, okay, cool. Colors. Okay, cool. On Colors, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. No, but that's basically his old stuff.
What was the new album? The album was called...
Okay, this is all his, like, this is all his SoundCloud stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, no.
No, yeah, no. No. For me, I feel like this is not, it's not giving what it needs to give.
No.
You know, I did not feel inspired.
But you know what, yeah? Mm. I feel like a lot of us have nostalgia as well.
Yeah. And it's got us in the chokehold.
Like, such a beautiful chokehold. Mm. Like, when I heard Let's Get Married on SoundCloud, yeah?
Mm.
For the first time, when I was like, back then, hormones going... Rah, rah, rah.
I'm finished.
You know, you're having your first flings,
it fits the time.
Let's get married, cause it's his moment. Like,
I love that. I love that time. I feel like music in general has just... I feel like some of our favorite artists back in that time as well, especially in the US.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're matching what they were giving us before.
No,
I'm not thinking about the same thing, but I want to feel like evolution. Evolution, yeah.
Something like, not all of you are throwing money and popping pussy, so not everyone's in the club, otherwise the club would be full.
I'm crying.
Not everyone's cheating, so don't be a bad guy.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that.
It's just so boring.
I know. Even like Future, because I love Future so much, that's my toxic king, but I feel like at some point we need to heal.
No, but even
with
him though, I'm waiting for you.
For you.
You're telling me if I love you. Like, back then, Future was not talking about people from that love him. So even that, that's evolution.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I can get that.
But like...
even... Oh, your Scorpio King, I know.
What?
Drake.
No.
Drake.
No.
I need my guy to succeed somehow.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. I love the conversation. No. Let's get into it. Why do you feel like it's a no?
He can do no wrong. He can do no wrong.
You know what? Sonically, no. Lyrically, I'm bored.
What?
Like, production-wise, like, even like CLB, yeah, I was one of the people that was slagging that album off.
Yeah.
And with time, I was into it more and more. I just fell in love with it. I said, what an album. But after that, I got bored of everything else after that.
Yeah, I'll be really honest with you. When it came out, the night it came out, you know when things come out and
everyone's just doing, what do you call it? Music commentary of the year.
I won't lie to you. I was gassing it. But I was hating it. Obviously Drake's Supremacy. I think that's the one I personally don't like. That's the one album, and I have all of them.
Mm.
Oh gosh.
What about Honestly Nevermind and then the one with 21 Savage afterwards?
I love Honestly Nevermind.
You loved them.
What?
I think I like select songs, but I don't think I love the album as a whole. I get what he was trying to do.
Hold on,
but it was not doing for
visually,
me.
I need to look at this. Yeah, I love. Oh, my love is on his game.
Hey, the production.
And you know the echo.
You've done the whole production. You know what? I'll because of you, I'll see the album again and see how I feel.
There's no place I'd rather be. Oh my gosh.
You know what? I've struggled with
it. And then Dark Lane demo tapes.
I was great. Okay, that one, I think I liked, but I forgot about it basically.
What?
I forgot about it.
I think that's the one album I bang out every day.
God. I still see people share that album or songs from the album, but for me, I think maybe it was just a lot of releases to consume and actually appreciate. Because even CLB, it took me a year to appreciate that album.
Really?
But by that time, there were still albums coming out. I was like, sir, let us actually take the albums in. If that makes sense. Or the project in as well.
Was that the height? Or was that the peak of COVID as well?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. Because he did a right foot up, left foot slide.
Yeah, I was confused by that.
That's
the one song.
Beautiful house, though. Beautiful house, though, but...
I mean, you need me to clean, because I cook clean. And do bloody things, too.
I know that's right. Come on. I know that's right, baby.
Yeah, that's the one song that's the one song I don't play.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. So it's like, that one is a bit much. But the last song, or not song really, the visual I want to talk about for latest releases is SZA's visual for Kill Bill. What were your thoughts on this visual?
I loved it, actually. She's very... I'll give her that. Like, she's very creative. You don't hear my thoughts on the album. But...
Oh! What are you talking about? Girl! What you about to say to me? What she about to say? I'm about to take this.
No, the album's actually really good. Let me do that.
Say how you feel.
I said the wrong word. The visuals are really good.
Oh, not the visuals now.
Yeah, the one visual I do actually like was hanging from the wall.
Which one? Is it the...
Which is...
Which one?
I think it goes into another song.
Seek and Destroy.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's tied up. She's doing the.
That
the,
made me want to watch it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's bad because you're an artist. But you're a musician. I shouldn't have to see
but you. But what are your thoughts on SOS? I'm actually scared, but I want to know what your thoughts are. Because I've heard mixed reviews, so don't feel like you're alone.
I think it's because of where I am in life.
Okay, you know what? That's a fair point.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear, oh, I need you. I need you to need me. I love you more than I love life itself. I don't want to hear that.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
There's only so much I can hear you, like... And I'm generalizing a whole lot. There's only so much Beg for Man I can listen to.
I am shouting. And you know, I've got a friend who said the same thing actually. Who said that like they love how it sounds. Of course, like the production, her vocals, whatever. But it's like lyrically, it's like, are you not gonna? I think going back to the point about are you not going to grow?
What are you proclaiming?
No, what are you? She said rather be in hell than alone, honey. But I say that song as if I relate. I can't relate. I don't feel like I have to relate to like it. But I love that I can't relate to it. I think, me in general, I love albums and songs that I can't relate to. I thought, okay, take me to your world, you know, but I still rebuke it for myself.
She's Scorpio as well, right?
I believe so, yeah. Y'all scary. Yeah, y'all scary.
I know that place. I know that place.
I know that place,
but I feel like she's been in that place for too long. Which makes me then think, like, what's actually going on with her personally?
I don't know if she's engaged until recently, but I feel like there are times where she has, like, those wake-up calls, like, so done with you, nobody hurt me like you did. So I feel like she has those, like, realizations, but whether she acts on those realizations...
Oh, Dick will call back and she's like, okay, cool, I'm back here. Which, I get it. Again, which is why I said, I think, at the stage I am in my life, my brain can't.
Yeah.
And when I heard it, I was so...
And I don't think you want to consume it and then take those, whatever she's saying there, the message to yourself.
I get it. I get listening to songs for what it sounds like, but me personally, when I listen to things, I listen to what they're saying.
I get it.
This isn't...
That's a very fair thing. I think people have said that as well. But it's time for the trending topics, and we're going to start with the Brit Awards. They have done it again, guys.
Harry,
they have
got summoned to the support room.
The Brit Awards have done it again. They have now merged pop and R&B for the second time. And this time, there's no R&B in sight. What are your thoughts on this recent... Actually, let me read the nominations.
We need to give Harry a perm, a relaxer of some sort. He needs S-curl. He needs something for this to even make sense.
So the nominees were, or are, I should say. The nominees are Kat Burns, Charlie XCX, Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Sam Smith.
Sam Smith!
There's not even an album yet.
God forbid, because what do you mean? What's unholy going on?
I'm screaming! Wow. Like, I want to know, what is the requirement? Because how is it best pop R&B act and there's no R&B
I would rather inside? Them say you have to be black, because I don't understand this point.
I love Kat Burns so much, but she's not R&B. She's pop. And she's amazing at pop. Like, she's got that formula so well. But like, pack up your shit and go. Like, I love it. But she's pop.
I'm so dumbfounded by this category, yeah. Harry Styles.
You know what, yeah? Why have we merged those two categories? Let's get to that one first. Why is pop and R&B together? Like, what main thing that makes sense? Because pop is always going to thrive over R&B, because R&B doesn't have the push that pop has. So how?
This is what I don't understand. Who's in the rooms though when they're
no, that's there? Clearly, we're not in the rooms.
Because I don't understand.
Because I don't think there's anyone that does a love of R&B that will sit there and allow that to happen. If there is, may God deal with you.
That is because like 2 plus 2 is saying 7. It doesn't make sense.
No.
That whole category is actually like
a mess. I feel like as someone that loves pop as well, this is not looking good for pop.
No.
Cause you take away the fact that, of course, R&B is a mess up in there, like in terms of like they've not put R&B at all. There's not even 1 ounce of R&B there. The pop that's even there, Dua Lipa released her album 2 years ago. As my first episode was the beginning of the era, and we're 71 episodes deep.
No.
I said, like, how are we still giving Dua Lipa nominations for an album that came out years ago? Okay, there's a deluxe version, but it's still the same album.
I realised, you know, don't see Dua Lipa on TikTok. She ain't changed up nothing.
I actually like her. I like her. Everyone that's there, I like them to some degree. But...
And there's no way for the Brits to even like explain themselves, because they've merged both categories together. If I was to say, okay,
and people complained last year as well. Even I did a whole episode last year.
Even if I was to say, oh, okay, cool, let's look at the pop category. And if it was like, I don't know, like all the people who were banging in pop, okay, cool, it would make
that
sense.
That's something, yeah.
But they just merged together and just done this
but
whole
But I feel process. Like pop itself has really changed. Yeah. I feel like something like I grew up loving like the Kylie Minogue's, who else was there? Even the X Factor winners, the Leon Lewis's, Ashton the Burks. That those years of pop were amazing.
It was
great. But pop it's a mess. Oh, TikTok. She was ahead of her time, by the way. Ahead of her time with that TikTok song. Look at TikTok now. We've got a whole TikTok app. Ahead of her time. Ahead of her damn time.
No,
but
man.
No.
You it's, really spoke back then, you know.
I feel like music in general is just, of course, the songs that I love, artists that I love, but I feel like until even the pop, no. I was at the top of the pops, babe. Like, I'll get the magazine, watch the show of artists around the world coming to, oh, I loved it. What were your thoughts about the whole conversation that came from this again about UK R&B? You got some people who are not, no free promo, I'm going to talk, they're talking about, like UK R&B, they need to change their names or their way they dress is quote unquote weird. What were your thoughts on that stupid discussion that was happening on Twitter?
People are just stupid on Twitter. Like, as long, I think the quicker we assume, I mean, the quicker we realize that everyone on Twitter is stupid.
We've no one to tell them. Yeah. We have no one to tell them, I think for me, what annoyed me was the fact that it was getting traction. Like, the fact people were actually agreeing with it, laugh. It was not even funny. Let's start there. Because if they actually did homework, they will see that there's a whole playlist that on Spotify, Apple Music, that are dedicated to UK R&B.
What makes you think they're going to do any sort of homework on R&B? Like, it's just, it's the same. Because if it was coming from, if the nonsense opinions were coming from credible people who actually have points.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's coming from people who shouldn't be listening to.
What? Like, R&B, I feel like, is actually, especially in this country, is in this best place right now in terms of people out of the country are even saying they love our music.
Yeah.
But it's our own that are talking nonsense and bullshit.
I wonder why everyone goes to the US or goes somewhere else.
I've said it. I'm ready for all my faves to go to America. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
America, we're going. We are going. If you're going, you know what I'm singing right now. We're going because what? America. It's time to go because this country, we don't have manners. We actually are mannerless souls and we don't appreciate talent.
It's crap in the bucket.
Like, what? Even if the whole, again, the mobiles again. I'm looking at visuals of the year last year for the mobiles. I'm like, what? What? What's going on?
No, it was when. Oh, I can't remember.
What are you going to say?
It was when. Rated Awards and.
Yes.
The end. Where RD closed it. I'm like, you have all these special people in the flipping room and you let RD finish it. You let RD finish such a great show.
It's a mess.
A mess.
I feel like even these shows like the Mobos, they were once very like credible, respected platform. Like even artists came out from America to come and perform for, I don't know, look at them now.
Wasn't this new show there one time? Do you think
what
happens?
I feel like integrity went out the window. I feel like also for especially what I know from the behind the scenes, we don't respect our own, even in terms of platforms. Mm-hmm. Platforms don't respect our, I'm not saying all platforms, by the way, but especially these big ones that have the one that have to connect to these like bigger platforms that could actually help these artists. Mm-hmm. I don't think they actually respect, and I've heard stories, and they've not been nice to. Yeah. So people were nominated for awards and they're not being respected at a show that they've been nominated for. Like, how?
Yeah. Or like, you know, not being invited to certain places when you've actually got a nomination. It's like,
I saw that whole madness. I said, hey! I said, I'm shy. I am very shy.
The Mobo, at this point, I just stopped paying them attention.
You know what? I need to divest because even this new artist category for the Brits, let's go back to the Brits. Why am I seeing artists that have been out for 10 years? Koji Radical has been out for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I guess it's because maybe he's released his debut album recently, but he's still not. I feel maybe the title of it should be Artists That We Found or Discovery or whatever. It shouldn't be new because they're not new. Just do, new discoveries for Brits, like, cause it's your discoveries, they're not even that they're new.
And it's not, how hard is it to make a category? Like, to make own category. It should be hard, because they're moving as if they can't. Because
the thing is that even the Grammys that is so flawed, like, sometimes they miss the mark with some winners, but I feel like even them, they still appreciate R&B in the US.
Yes.
Like, we saw Jasmine Sullivan win her first award, and that's even a shock to me in itself, but she won her first awards last year for Hotels and Pick Up Your Feelings. Like, we need to respect our artists as well.
They know they can't play games over there, though, that's why. We take as a country, we take too much shit.
Look at the response. We're saying that we're being excluded. You're talking about, oh, people need to change their names. Shut up.
It's gone off. Like, it's actually shut up.
Like, a whole pop icon Charlie XCX, but we should our names.
Yeah, no. And the thing is, yeah, if those tweets that we're actually doing, like, around, mm-hmm. if they thought, oh, okay, cool, let me actually tweet some positive stuff about R&B, that could have done numbers as well.
Mm.
But it said you went to come and chat. Who drops on SoundCloud anymore? No one drops on SoundCloud.
It's just...
Nobody drops on SoundCloud. Or, like, no one actually wants to drop something that's actually gonna, like, just do something.
It's just a mess. It's a mess.
It's a mess. And to be fair, yeah, I am all for artists going over to the US. Because listen. Go, because they don't appreciate you.
Listen, that's all they can do. Because I feel like even in terms of... There's only so much they can get. Like, people like Bri Runway, for example. Why is she not in these categories?
Oh, my God, please.
She's pop. Bri Runway is pop. How did we... Hey.
If she made it,
Yeah.
If she made it in that category, I'd be like,
yeah.
Okay, someone's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Talking sense.
Yeah.
No, that's insane.
Bri Runway. Because even Sam Smith, there's no album yet from them. So it's like, it's not like requiring to have an album out. It doesn't make sense.
He hasn't dropped...
Not yet. There's a new one coming out soon, but it's not out yet. Yeah. So it's not eligible for this.
Even for this year.
Bri Runway. Who is in that Bri Runway?
And who is doing? Yeah, who is doing what Bri Runway is doing in terms of, like, music? In terms of, like,
quality, I'm stressed.
Quality of sound, and quality of, like, visuals. And what?
Also, I think supporting this country is very weird.
Yeah.
I think people are very shy. Even, for example, oh God, people come and tell me, oh, I'm a silent supporter. What does that mean?
No, you'd be silent. Blocked. You'd be silently blocked.
What, I need to make it out of the hood.
Like, what does that do for me? And, like, you have that brazenness. You're actually stupid for telling me. I'd rather be doing it.
Like, I appreciate support, but let the support be helping the people that you love. Not just myself, but the artists, the authors. It's when they quit now. Oh, I loved your music so much.
Guys, we got to support our own.
We need support whilst they're popping, whilst they're thriving, whilst they're doing the work, child.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that are doing the work that don't get recognition. It's like, how... It's true. Even when Jazz Karras, she put...
Yeah, I saw the tweet as well.
Her numbers, yeah.
Are sick.
I don't actually ever hear anyone drop her in debates.
Mm.
Which is crazy, because I feel like the stream that she has...
is mad, yeah. She posted the stats, I was like, ooh.
Sick. The rest of you are now, stop posting. Because I'm trying to see some.
I think for me, I always support the ones that we fuck with. You know what I mean? I don't believe in forced support. No, I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
But I believe in whatever you love... Be vocal about it. You know,
that's the one thing.
Yeah, that's literally all we can do. Yeah.
What you catch me doing is reposting songs.
I love it though. I feel like I don't care if one person likes it. Listen, we're going to be posting it anyway. I love it. Don't feel like because no one is saying anything that you're not doing anything, because you never know where that what you're doing will take you. So keep
on going.
And
you never know when you're actually like reposting music and stuff. You don't actually know who's actually taking the time to listen to it.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Ah,
I agree.
You like, Sha?
I'm shouting.
People are struggling.
But listen, just be supporting the ones that you love. Just all we can say, child. So, you know, this new series, or not really new now, I think on the second season now,
yeah.
The Abbott Elementary, I think that's what it's called. Abbott Elementary. I started watching it this morning, funny enough, and I'm halfway through the first season already. Because it's like 22 minutes per episode, so it's an easy watch.
Mm.
Tyler James Williams won Best Supporting Actor in a TV series. Where's the other babe? Quinta Brunson.
Yeah.
She won Best TV Actress in the comedy series as well. She's the one that also created a film as well. So the series, sorry.
Because I was wondering why she was getting all
the accolades. Oh, yeah, she's the one that created this. When it starts, you say they bomb, then, like, that's it. I know that's right.
That's crazy.
That's epic. Like, for me, it's very inspiring, of course, as well. I think Cheryl also. Is it Cheryl Ralph? I forgot her full name.
The
one that plays Mauricio's mom or stepmom. The one that plays, she's also in it as well, and she won another award this week. What's the People's Choice? Like, basically, it just began all the awards,
all
champ.
Them, yeah, again,
and then I think the show itself got Best Television Comedy Series as well.
It's such a good idea as well, and it's so, like,
yeah.
Because you don't actually have shows about people humanizing teachers.
Yeah, and you know what? I love how it's very much like it feels like a reality show.
Yeah,
like, even the camera is going, it's so hilarious. The dry humor, it's such dry humor that I love.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that has
yeah.
to be so overly hilarious, but it's like, it just tickles you. Like,
it's the
you know?
Dry humor that I love.
I love it, yeah. Honestly.
To be fair, I've only actually started watching things like. Recently.
There's just so much to consume.
So much. I don't have a Netflix account.
I don't blame you.
Yeah,
I feel like even the UK Netflix, it doesn't slap like that.
The last time I went to the cinema was like when Get Out came out.
Good night.
Yeah.
The last topic for today's episode, Real Housewives of Potomac. I watched the episode this morning, funny enough. What are your thoughts on this season?
First of all, I need to know how much Sharice is getting. Because why is she here?
Cherise blows my spirit. And it's very rare
every day that she knows my spirit.
She's just there like braid.
She's just looking. Just there. Just there. She's just standing like a flower.
Like, I feel like she tries too hard to have a moment on the show.
When she slammed the table, I was like, get out.
I said, like, come on.
Get out. No one wants you here.
That is ridiculous. And do you see that Karen had to show the message that she sent to show it to
one lengthy thing.
It was a dissertation, but he said, oh, it was one line.
And they weren't even talking. You're lucky you got that. I'm sorry.
I can't lie to y'all. People that I don't fuck with anymore. Y'all won't hear even a hi.
I'll stop talking bad about you.
Let alone.
That's the most you get.
That's it. No, nothing more, nothing less.
You're not like,
No, but okay, who should we start off with? Oh, let's start off with this whole storyline about Chris. Oh, I'm shy. This whole Chris storyline about him being inappropriate with everybody and their mother. So basically it is Giselle, that Deborah. Sorry. that was my body's
that
reaction.
That
was my...
That flash screen TV.
No, headband. No, it's the old. Audacity for me, and I but you know what? Yeah, for me, usually I always want to be the woman first, but I said nah.
And the thing is, yeah, it's not even good to call people ugly, yeah, but
hey,
that one's facially challenged.
No, know? For me, the issue is this thing about like they had this group, her Ashley, Deborah, and her friendship could have this group about being like pretty young things and stuff like that. I said,
we're walking. They're pretty and young.
I'm a walk in delusion too this year.
I can't believe.
I'm walking delusion as well.
I can't believe that they allowed it to, like, I can't believe they allowed it to run.
Even production.
But after, when Ashley broke, not Ashley, sorry, when Candace broke the third wall, she's like, yeah.
She said, listen, she said, y'all are not going to make my husband turn into Michael Darby.
Because the production wasn't doing what they were doing but prior that's the to thing. Her saying that. They weren't doing the whole, oh, Chris not looking at Chris not. Yeah. They weren't doing that before then.
No.
Yeah, she got them. I know she got them all the way together.
No. Because the thing is that you know when you just know that it's a lie, like, and it's very rare. I'm gonna say that somebody is lying like that, especially when something could be inappropriate. But I'm like, I no. And then to see the evidence, see my sister Mia, that the man is looking everywhere but at the woman. They mentioned Eddie.
Happy no.
Oh, no. Not my Eddie now. not Wendy's Eddie.
Looking at you.
These times they're looking at the ceiling at this point.
Eddie is there saying, yo, where's Wendy?
That man stands his wife and it's so cute.
He smiled at her saying that he smiles too much. That's how you know the man just smiles for the sake of smiling.
It's just so weird. Like, Chris is on the phone like this. Just like this.
I can't believe it. I can't believe. And the thing is, yeah, in a world where we have to believe women first. With
that is my thing of me. I always want to go there. To believe the woman first.
Because how can you lie on a man like that? On television.
With camera. Friends, sister, one, come on, everywhere, queen, cameras everywhere.
And the way people say, oh, this is only like 15 seconds, we don't know if they were actually doing it. Do you know if the production would have watched the whole
thing?
They
would have, raw, unedited, uncuts,
and
everything.
Then they found the best parts. Clearly, there's nothing to be found. Because if that was the case, they would have been more than happy to put Chris and Chia
Look at no, it is a problem.
Did you see the read though?
Which one?
The classy, new and improved Candace Reed.
Candace, yeah. This is the first season where I've loved her. I think for me, I was like a little bit annoyed with her, but I like her. Maybe because I was a Monique stan.
Oh my god, no, because what the hell though? Like, she was no, because that fight that she started.
I can't lie, now that I'm mature and I think Monique has left for a couple of years, I can admit Monique was doing too much.
She was doing, I like,
can admit that,
okay? Like,
but I can't lie, I will always thank Monique for that reunion. That reunion, with the binder,
yep.
Iconic.
It's like routine for Giselle to get read by someone every minute. And I really hope that Andy has himself together.
I don't think Andy should host a reunion for this season. If they've done it already, I don't know if they've done it already, Mal, but I don't think he's the best person. Because the issues of this, especially with the whole Mia and Wendy. Oh!
No, but he's married to Marison. He's married to Marison reunions.
Yeah.
He seems like he can keep it a buck.
But I don't know with the housewives though, I feel like especially with Atlanta, he has missed the mark at times. So I don't know if he can actually answer what we need to answer, or what we need answered, I should say.
Or if they don't answer, if he's gonna be the one to be like, no, this is what you like.
Cause look at this whole Mia and Wendy situation with the whole drink throwing, and then even the double standards with Giselle and Robin.
Oh my god.
They get on my damn nerves.
Oh my god, the roommate needs to go. The roommate needs to go. All I can remember, when I think of Robin, all I can remember is the scene of when
Juan, yes.
When he said, get out of bed, you're lazy. If my husband ever told me...
No, wasn't even a husband, not even a fiancé. Was your fiancé at that point? I think fiancé at that point.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. Yeah. If my fiancé ever told me, get out of the bed, you're being lazy. It's free something.
Well, this time she was going through depression.
What depression, bruv? We was all going through. It was in COVID. It was during COVID. You would get up, bruv. You started selling hats, socks. Oh, my God, get out. You have a big platform and you're here making socks. Hats.
Like, at least Karen gave us the 3-wick candles.
Go on AliExpress and go sell some bundles. Something.
Myers, I need to block you today.
Go and sell hats.
I need to block you today.
No one even personally made hats. Still AliExpress.
It was not cute. It was not cute at all. But I feel like that whole fight, like, it was not Maya's business what was going on with Peter and Wendy. Like, Peter is also a messy bitch.
No.
Peter is a messy bitch.
No, he needs to go. He needs it, like...
Like, he has not changed from that time when, God bless his soul, Greg had to check him for coming from the... Yes. Like, what?
I feel like he needed money because them two... Yeah. You only get money for in the episode, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So, and he was also in this last season of Atlanta. The last episode, I should say, of
like
Atlanta.
Like a brief, like...
Yeah, like a guest appearance. If you're broke, and he was drunk as fuck. And then he's back again. He had caused a commotion.
If you're broke, just say that. But it's... Wendy didn't lie then. Wendy didn't lie.
And this thing about Jacqueline and this is just too
it's,
much.
It's too much.
It's so, like, there's so much to unpack.
Because whose husband did she sleep with then?
Is it Gordon? And if it's Gordon, again, because what? No, there's one part about Gordon. You know when Gordon went to say hi to Karen and then he was, which was, he did some like sexual gesture at her. Oh my God. And she was like, who?
I actually love Karen so much.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. She is semi-problematic, but I love her.
In what sense?
I feel like she does not live her rap sometimes.
Yeah, she does. She doesn't struggle.
But I love her for who she is. Like, she is. I didn't like her in the first few seasons. Unfortunately, I feel like when her parents passed away, I feel that's where I feel like she became herself more. I don't know how that happened, but I feel like she became more like free spirited.
There was
like
too much red on.
Yeah. So I think she became just more free. I love her. Yeah. I love her, but she does have her moments as well. But I feel like when it comes to this whole Charisse and Karen situation.
What is the actual issue?
I don't get it. I feel like it's become so blown out of proportion that I don't even know what the root is.
Because if I don't like someone, I actually don't like you, and I don't have to tell you why I don't like you. I just don't like you.
Simple.
And then you've got Robin there.
And I feel like that's enough reason.
And then you've got Robin there saying, oh, the world's not a rule. You don't. Go get married! Go get married. And the thing is, this is filmed like what? Like, you're still not married!
As in, the July has come and gone. I've not seen a ring. It's no.
The whole season, because it's nearly finished now, basically.
It's nearly finished, yeah.
I haven't seen her trying on one wedding dress. No, you know when they go.
Only was going to go and get man for suits.
Even Eva, when she was getting married, she went to go try and dress. And her mom was pissing her off. Like, not one. She hasn't tried not one wedding dress. You're not inviting your mom and your dad to your wedding.
No, it's a mess.
What kind of tax evasion are you trying to do here?
I feel like it's been too many seasons of the same topic with Robin.
Get her off. That lapdog.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She gets me so angry. Whenever she talks here, I get so pissed off.
Even when she found mouthed in this episode that came out today about, Karen is fake. Karen is this, her true cousin to come out. Like, so what?
Go get a job, something. Like, just go and
do something. No. She irritates, and again, her other green eye bandit as well, Giselle.
She pisses me off. She actually gets me so angry because she's evaded so much. You're on a show. You have no storyline. You have no storyline.
Just Jamal, I'll take you for idiot.
No, man. Not that you need a man to make you, but babe, you're on.
But it's Real Housewives.
Right. Where's
without the housewife title.
You've got no sort of... She doesn't own her shit either.
Doesn't even have good fashion sense on top.
Oh my God. Like,
that fashion sense is...
She is so pretty, but God heaven, she needs to... They both need to go.
Whose wedding was it that she went to? Was it Portia's wedding that she went to and she was looking like a mess?
I think that was a hot mess.
It was like a pink, vibrant pink dress. Wow.
Somebody else looked stupid as well. Someone else
was it Candice? Because Candice too, I love Candice, but I feel like her fashion sense can be a little bit. She loves a good boot.
Yeah,
she has a good ankle. The knee high.
You would think.
She has a good knee high.
The US has -4 degrees of the way they
wear boots. Maybe
it's not. We need to have a national no boot day.
What?
I don't know.
No, they love a boot. They love a boot. But this season, what are your thoughts about the season overall? Especially because we're about to come to an end with it. What are your thoughts on it?
The lion thing really pissed me off.
Yeah.
The lion pissed me off.
I feel like it's very problematic, especially for him that is, of course, a man. His business is, like, just his reputation in general.
Ashley as well, like she's.
Oh, so, I forgot about her.
She's so vindictive. You could the vindictiveness.
I'm happy that she admitted it today. Her? I'm happy that she admitted it in this episode because it don't do. Is that she enough?
How many times has Candace tabled it and said, "Okay, cool, let's move on." That, and then Ashley does some snake shit.
I'm happy that Candace said that you always sabotage it every time we're on the right path.
Yes, I was confused to watch you sabotage
it. It doesn't make sense because even when how she brought up, oh, there's somebody else, which ended up being Deborah, and then seeing Deborah, I'm like, this is such an insult. I was like, if Chris actually did this, I'll have to flog him myself.
Because you,
and I love how Candace, yeah, is also balanced being a housewife, also being an artist, because some of these people don't have balance.
Yeah, no.
Portia tried it and it didn't work. Portia tried. She tried to be an artist.
She's trying to do acting as well. Yeah, no. I've been watching. I've been binging Real Housewives from the beginning as well. Mm-mm. She really took someone else. She took her friend's man. Do you know what trifling that is?
Who? Phelan. Who's Portia?
It's random because you brought Portia. She really took Phelan's man and then got.
Oh, Simon! Is Simon right?
I have no idea, but I think his name is Simon.
The old Nigerian uncle. Yeah.
And then sorry to skip.
And also, though, I can't lie as well. Also, with her spin-off show, it didn't help.
Oh, that's been our
show. This is what I don't see, isn't it?
How? No,
That spin-off show did not do any justice for her.
Your spin-off show made everyone hate you. That's crazy.
And we loved the cheating ass man that you were with before.
Yes.
Does that happen?
Oh God, I don't know. And there's another thing as well. Yeah, I saw a TikTok. Everyone keeps asking why Phaedra isn't. If Candy's friends with Portia, and Shamia, and if. Someone else is friends with so-and-so, why isn't Phaedra back on Real Housewives?
Mm.
And I'm just like, she lied about someone drugging.
I can't lie. I loved her so much to try and attempt to ignore, but you can't ignore that. You can't ignore.
Because Superman did it, that.
Oh!
We would never let him see it. Like
I can't lie. I think I even saw the whole reunion revelation on TikTok recently. I just watched it gave me chills, but not the good kind of. Like, I was like, how can someone be so like? You're even a whole attorney.
She wasn't even remorseful. She was like,
so I'm not a doggone villain. You are.
Yes.
You are the villain.
You actually lied about
nonsense.
Drugging someone and
no.
On national television, you lied about that.
In fact, we watch it internationally as well. Like, so everyone under what else needs to know you're a liar.
About that, you can't come back.
You can't even say, "Oh, like she stole lipstick." Something small.
Like, if you
but he wants to go. I stole an idea. Let's say he stole an idea for a bit. But he was going to lie about what?
But apparently, she's coming
to
medicine.
Apparently, she's dating a doctor.
A white guy, that's why.
I can't put that past her though.
Yeah,
I can't put that past her. What were your thoughts about even Apollo? Her and Apollo. I even saw another clip resurface of Kenya and Apollo, and they were inappropriate. I can't lie to you.
Oh, I don't. They were inappropriate. I love Kenya so much.
You know what? I love her a lot. This recent seasons, I feel like she's become more personable.
Her child really helped. It softened her up.
And I can't lie. That man being the Wicked Wizard of the West, I can't lie. He made her look like a saint.
He was terrible.
Is it Mark? Right?
Yeah.
Oh, Ken. Nasty.
I couldn't again. I was like, Ken.
I said, what?
He was terrible.
He was nasty.
He wanted support as well. He wanted money as well. He wanted money over there.
He wanted to get the clout from that show, honestly. It's just very sad.
He wanted the clout, but he hated the show. That's what didn't make sense.
I just feel like he was not okay somewhere. Somewhere was not making sense.
No, they're all terrible.
Imagine.
How has no one slapped her yet?
And I feel like she's so naive with this whole divorce thing with Michael. Michael is a white man. He's a white man.
He is going to...
Multiple allegations on that man's name.
And
you still trust him till now?
Wow.
But that is all we have time for. I have enjoyed this so much. The first episode back.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed yourself, my dear.
Oh, my cheeks are...
same, literally. For the last time, where can they find your beautiful self?
On Instagram, myerslondon_ Twitter _SCMyers.
I know that's right. And it's been your boy Manny. Follow the podcast, TC Manny HQ. Hey.
People need to put respect to your name as well, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much.
You talk about music, like, you don't talk about one genre, which pisses me off, because with one genre, you don't get, you start to see favoritism.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you start to see people having like the same stupid ideas. You speak about everything.
Thank you so much. I'm shy.
Don't be shy.
But it's again, your boy Manny, the classic Manny on Instagram and TikTok. the classic man on Twitter. They suspended my ass a long time ago. Oh. So they can't have the same name everywhere anymore. Hashtag TCM show. Rate the pod. Follow. Leave a comment. Do what you gotta do, man. You guys know the drill. And don't forget to always do you and be apologetic. Bye, guys.
Hey, I thought we did that shit. Hey.
Hold tight. We did it. We made it. We
oh,
made
my
it.
Gosh.
Oh, what's happening now? Oh, even 2 minutes to spare.
Oh, wow. God. We did it.
We did it. Thank you so much, my dear.
Oh, it was-